Welcome to Coaching on Time Management. So I wanted to start tonight off with talking about kind of how what we're going to do tonight. And something that I was thinking about today as I was thinking about time management. You guys know I don't have my planner sitting here with me, but you guys know I'm a diehard planner. And I was actually talking to another coach today about the benefit of, you know, when you plan your time versus you thinking you have so much to do. When you throw yourself under the bus thinking you're busy and that kind of stuff. I want you guys to literally start thinking about when you are catastrophizing time, when you are thinking that you're at the victim of time and stuff, you will never create the results you want in your life. Never will. Time is just time. And most of us spend a lot of our time thinking about it, wasting it, and wasting it with like non-productive energy. When we think we have so much to do, we start picking things that aren't really important to do first. And then we wonder why we run out of time for the most important things. So one of the things that I want you guys to really consider is I have you plan a lot of your life. And I was not a planner all my life. I'm going to tell you the years that I was broke and poor and overweight were the years that I didn't plan shit. You know what I did? I worked really hard and hustled all the time. I was always exhausted. I always thought I had too much to do. I just had all these things. So I was eating to compensate for being tired, which created me being more tired than I needed to be because then I was physically jacked. And then I would spend some time just doing everything for everyone, trying to people please and do all these things and then wonder why I didn't have time. I just didn't organize myself. I didn't prioritize things. I didn't think about what was important. All I thought about was how little time I had. So you'll notice there's a huge theme in PNP. We plan our food for a reason, and we don't spend a lot of time doing that. I don't want you thinking about food all the time. I don't want you thinking about your weight and stuff all the time. You know what I want you to do? I want you to make some decisions, and then I want you to execute the decisions. And I want you to get really good at that part. And the more you plan and you see where you're not following things, the more you learn what skills you're going to need to develop in order to lose weight. What are the things you're going to need to do to lose weight? Shying away from the planning process because you're not following it is a surefire way to waste more time trying to lose weight, to waste more time thinking that you can't do it, to waste more time, your dreams not coming for you. Dreams don't happen to you. You go out and you work for your dreams, and that's how that works. I wanted to teach this course because I really wanted you guys to understand the concept of time and that it's just sitting there. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't add up. You can't get more time. You can't do any of that. What you can do is be very creative with how you spend your time. And you can either spend it in a way that's going to like pay off big time in your life, or you can spend it foolishly and go into debt on the scale and go into debt in your relationships and such. So I really think that this is just a helpful course for you guys. I want you just to adopt the mindset of I am willing to start thinking about what I want and putting it on the calendar and organizing my thoughts some and not just sitting around thinking I have too much to do. For those of you who think you have too much to do, list everything and then put it on a calendar so that you can see if you really don't have time or if you just have a lot of bullshit thoughts around your shit. Like I know exactly how much stuff I have to do. And yeah, it's lots of things, but you know what I give myself the gift of? Blocks of time to get it done. And I eventually have trained myself on how to know about how much time it's going to take to do something. But that took me doing that work. It took me seeing when I underestimated and overestimated. And when I would catch myself like, oh my gosh, you know, everybody just needed me today. Well, if I wasn't following my calendar and I knew that that was the most important things to do to get like really good results for me and for you and my son and everyone, and I'm doing these things, then I would at least have a place to be like, are these the things I need to spend time on? Are these good choices I'm making? Or why am I making them? Is it because I don't want to tell someone no? Is it because I'm dreading this work? Is it because I'm not making myself do things I just don't want to do in the moment? Just doing a lot of that stuff, guys, it just puts your drama and your thoughts on clear display so you can decide what you want to do with them and you don't have to judge any of that process. Okay, so how today is going to work, I just wanted to kind of kick off with that, is I am going to, anybody who wants coaching on time, it has to be related to time. I'm not doing coaching on anything else, but time management, your thoughts about time. If you have questions about time, you can put them in the Q&A. We're just going to talk all about calendaring, planning, timing, using your time wisely, your thoughts around timing, anything you want. Excuse me, I knew that was coming. I could feel it. All right, so if anybody wants coaching, you need to just raise your hand and then I'll call on you. And then I wanted to tell you guys while we're waiting on some questions or some coaching. So use the Q&A or raise your hand. So far, I only have one person, but I am watching the best documentary series right now. It's called, oh my gosh, it's about food. God, what's the name of it? I think it's called The Food That Built America. It is so good. It's all about how the candy industry started and the frozen food industry. We're moving into the McDonald's era and stuff. It's very fascinating. If you're interested at all in that stuff, I highly recommend it. All right. Tanya, you're up. Oh, Brooke, isn't it so good? Big Coke is coming out too. I'm just like, oh, the Cola Wars. Can't wait to see that too. We watched The Men That Built America when it came out and I loved it. So, all right. What are we coaching on, Tanya?
We are coaching on time management. So nice. I am very interested in working on time management. I've tried a lot of different models and, you know, I listen to the things you say and I try it. I tend to do pretty well with the food planning now, but then whenever I try time management, it seems like I'll start a process and then I'll do it for a little bit and then it doesn't work and I just quit.
So why are you quitting?
Why am I quitting? Because it didn't work. And I know that's not a lot. I know that's an illogical thought because if you don't keep practicing, it won't. So based on what I've learned from the food stuff, I now know that's an illogical thought, but it did not seem illogical when I was doing it. I was like, it was one of those where you try a diet and it's like, oh, this doesn't work, but let me move on to the next one, mm-hmm. right? It's that same mentality. And I see myself doing it with the time planning. And I just like, I like PMP because you were able to break it down into manageable bite sizes where it's like, just do this. Right? It's like, just do your 24-hour plan, just drink your water, just get your sleep, right? And so what I was wondering is, do you have any tips on when you're, so from a, like in my life, I'm managing a lot of aspects, right? So I heard somebody on a coaching call the other day say, I'm an accountant and I like to be free and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm an accountant and I'm scheduled all day. But even with that, I do the same thing where I'll choose unimportant items and then feel rushed on the important items because I allow other people to manage me.
Right. So why are you choosing the unimportant stuff?
Because they're in some cases, it's because they're easier, right? It needs to get done. It's on the list. I just want to get some things off the list. That's how I'm managing, because when I see my long list, I do get overwhelmed.
Okay. So the list can't overwhelm you.
I know.
And describing it as the long list is terrible for you. It's a list.
Okay.
You're going immediately to, this is long. I guarantee you, if I gave you my list right now, you'd be like, man, my list is kind of short. You know, my list is like planned out for, like, I've got literally almost everything I need to do from now until like middle of January.
Okay.
That's how much, like, I like to look at the list like that. I don't think, oh my God, that's overwhelming. It's so long. You know what I love? This is how I know your thought's broken.
Yes.
I like to know everything I'm supposed to be doing. Right. Because then I feel like now I'm in control.
Okay.
Whereas you look at the list and you're like, oh, fuck, that's overwhelming. That's a lot.
And so, well, for me,
all over it.
Well, it the forward looking, so it be for me, the list becomes overwhelming when it's like, oh, I should have already done that. I should have already done that. I should have already done that, right?
No, because you're too busy doing the easy stuff rather than doing the like, this is a prioritizing thing. Why not just do the things that you're like, this is not the easy things.
These are the hard things.
Yeah, like, why do you need, like, this is the real question. My list is long. We're going to quit thinking. Right. We're not going to, like, describe our list. No adjectives on the list anymore.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work for you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to be like, okay, if I don't want to be overwhelmed by the list, what should I naturally do?
Do the list or assign the list. So I have the benefit that I can assign the list to other people.
Well, you can do that. But like, if we weren't going to be overwhelmed with our list, and we're just going to be like a badass with the list. Like, if we're going to strap your hat on for a minute and we're going to have our list.
Changing?
What?
So do you see my face changing?
I mean, you got to do all that stuff, right? At some point.
Yeah, it has to get done. It will get done.
Then you have two options.
It will get done.
Yeah. So you can either do it the hard way, which is your way, which is overwhelming, out of sync, feeling like you should be doing things, giving yourself an ass whipping, then rushing the other stuff. You could do it that way.
Okay.
Or you could decide to quit calling it long and overwhelming and start thinking it like, say like, you know what? It's normal for me to think it's overwhelming because I have shoulds in my head. And those don't, that's not what a productive person does.
Okay.
That's what an overwhelmed person does. And that's crap. I'm not doing that.
My heart's literally palpitating thinking about this. So that's how I know you're right. Okay.
So like, if you were going to put your beast mode time management hat on and you're like, here's my list, what happens then?
What happens then? What my mind goes to is, let me start putting these items on the calendar.
Okay. That sounds like a great step. And I think that might be one of the basics that I taught you in the time management course.
Okay.
When you were like, what's these basics you can do with time?
Do you want me to tell you where that then doesn't work for me?
I'm going to tell you the basics.
You probably know. Okay.
The basics of time management are really simple.
Okay.
You take your list and you plug it into the calendar. You do your 24-hour plan. I got let's say you're going to work for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I got 8 hours to work. And then during these 8 hours, here's exactly when I'm going to do things.
Okay.
And then you go do those things. And then if people come in and they want you to do other things, you have a choice.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, almost every day, things happen. Like, mine's all online, but you know, my team basically sits on this monitor all day long.
Right.
And when they need things, and sometimes it's important stuff, I make the decision to pivot.
Okay.
But I don't say I'm overwhelmed with the team. And if they would just quit and I got a people please, I can't do any of this.
Yep.
Like, Prince decided to pivot in this moment.
Yes.
Get right back to work if I need to, or if I notice. Like, what I like to do is I like to end of the day do a review. That's why I use the Brendan Planner, because you review the end of the day. Like, what did I learn today and stuff? I look. And if I didn't get my stuff done, I ask why. And it's not because I'm a victim. It's because, oh, I was paying attention to these people. So I probably need to either start telling them no. I need to tell myself no. I just break it down. It would be no different than if you're looking at your food plan. You notice you're not following your food plan.
Right.
Sitting there going, well, if everybody quit offering me food, I'd lose some weight. That's what it taught me. Like, no.
No. Right. So I just don't even do the review step.
What? All right. So that's because you're busy quitting.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Once you're quitting, quit, then we have nothing to review anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
So we no longer quit, but we keep going. And then what we do is I like to review my day at the end of the day. It takes me 3 minutes. I either got my shit done or I didn't. If I got my shit done, I ain't got nothing to review. Yay me. Plan the next day. This is amazing.
Right.
If I didn't get my stuff done, I ask myself, honestly, is this a Corinne problem or was this like legit? Like right. If your website goes down, if I am, I don't know, something else I do on a regular, like writing the massive action lines. If I'm, you know, crafting content for you guys and the website's down, I'm going to get the website back up and running.
Right.
Even if it means that this has to be moved tomorrow. But when I do my review, what I notice is that, okay, I made a good decision to get off this. Now, if I'm writing massive action lines, which is one of the most boring things in the world to do, by the way, just going to tell everyone.
Well, we appreciate that.
I know like you appreciate them, but it is like Kathy Hartman is starting them and I've been doing them and I'm like, this sucks. I want to like be coaching. I don't want to be writing massive action lines and linking things.
Right.
So I always, it's like one of those things is when it pops up on my calendar time to do it, it's like, okay, like we're going to like eat this salad when everybody's eating a pizza right now.
Right.
And my team will suddenly need something. And the next thing I know, I'm diddling over there. Answering questions that could have waited till 4:45. And then that's when I go back and assess and I notice I didn't finish my massive action lines, but I sure did answer a lot of questions today that I probably could have answered in a 15-minute time spot at the end of the day, but I drug out my work all day long diddling with the fun work and not doing this. And that's when you start getting into the assessing. You're like, okay, I need to like honor this better. I need to make sure I'm following through. I need to start, I don't keep the team in visual space anymore. Like I start setting it up to where I start understanding what are my obstacles and what are going to be my strategies for making sure I stay on task.
Okay.
And if anybody in here, for fuck's sake, says like, well, every day is all the things. It's like, then you really need to start managing your time better and you need to look at all the things because you're saying yes to anything. And I guarantee you, if I coached you, the reasons behind it would not be good.
Right.
It would be, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I'm the only one who can do it. It's a bunch of drama. It's not, you know, actual. It's like nobody's life should be such chaos 24/7 for 50 years that they can't write down what they're going to do for the day.
Right. And for me, it's just more of, I feel good helping people. That's what I want to do, right? Like that's my,
what is it when you're doing work that you don't like, what's your massive action line?
So my massive action line on work that I don't want to do, it's usually because I don't fully understand what I need to do. And then I don't always, so I'm in a new role and there's things all over. Right. Mm-hmm. So everything's not necessarily organized well. And so there's a lot of data that I then have to comb. It's kind of like you writing your massive action line, right? It's combing through a bunch of data, making sure I understand all the underlines, hoping I'm putting it in a format that the people above me are going to like, right? Yeah. Knowing that if they don't like it, I'm not going to like them telling me they don't like it, right? So it's like I'm preemptively like beating my, you know, it's this. Well, if they're not going to beat me now, then I'll go ahead and beat myself. So my thick skin's thickened, right? By the time they beat me. And so it's.
Well, you're assuming that they will. You're assuming you can't make a mistake and they're just going to be like, fuck you, and go nuts on you or something. It's the idea. But you can see.
Sometimes they do, though.
It's much easier. Well, and if they do, they do.
I know.
They're disappointed. Here's the thing. You can be like, you know what? We're in total agreeance. I don't like that. I don't know this shit either. And you don't like it either. Like we all agree. I'm not doing a great job right now, but I'm new. Like you can think whatever you want. But here's the thing. You can see though why you're not following your plan. It's like, it isn't that you need a new planner and like, oh, I just need a new system. I need to start over again. That's always exciting. You know, when you unwrap the new planner.
Yes.
No,
I don't do it.
Deal with the idea of when I do work that I'm new at and when I'm doing things that are complicated, it's tapping on my insecurity. So rather than buying a new planner and quitting the old one, I should probably work on my insecurity.
Right.
And I solve for insecurity, I'm more willing to stick to a plan.
Okay. And that's the TDLs?
Mm-hmm. That's TDLs and models.
And then so the circumstance is new work.
I would put the circumstances, the exact task you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So for you, it's like whatever that accounting project is. like right. this specific accounting project due right. on this day.
Right. And then what thought does that give me?
We know your thought.
I know we know.
I'm going to screw up and they'll yell at me.
Even though, Corinne, none of that's true. That's just all crap that I've made up in my head. But right. it's, and I have like, you know, definitely PMPs helped me like work through it, but this is helpful. So I'll start TDLing when I feel that stuff. And then I'll also commit to doing the 3-minute assessment at the end of the day. And yes. basically saying you get 3 minutes to assess your day.
Yes. Make it fast. Because one of the things that you guys, especially if you are a your own worst enemy when it comes to critiquing yourself, if you're someone who is sitting around beating yourself up, like not even like it didn't even have to be all the time, but if you're right. someone who beats themselves up over little things and it just kind of just runs undercurrent and whatnot. You do not need a long period to examine your data. You need okay. to keep it short and sweet and stay close to the data. Just okay. like, here's the thing. Like today, this is what I learned. Like just look it over. And if I was going to pick one thing, this is the thing. One of the questions that's in the new planner that might be helpful is like, you could ask yourself each day, if a PMP time coach was looking at my day, what's a piece of feedback they'd give me?
Okay.
It gets it out of your head. It makes you strap on our head.
Right.
Where we're not looking to insult you. Like I right. would never look at yourself and be like, you're a loser.
Right.
No wonder you can't follow a plan. Like that would never be what we would say. We would always be like, oh, I see you did this today. Look into that. Or tomorrow, let's try moving this around. Like I want okay. you to think about like, what would a coach tell me?
Right.
And that for all of you, you can use that with your 24-hour plans. You can use that with your business plans, your daily work plans, your
right.
for all the moms that have like, y'all got like 40 kids and every one of them goes to a different school and plays 3,000 sports. And like, so right. like even in that case, looking at all of it and just be like, you know, what could we be doing a little different tomorrow? It's all the same concepts. That's what I want all of you to see is that with the weight loss and with the time, I am teaching y'all the same skills. Commit, plan, decide ahead of time, assess, no judgment, make right. tweaks, level up. We're doing the same thing. The only thing that the plan doesn't do is we don't pour water on it. It'll ruin the paper or the computer.
Don't give me any idea.
You can stay off the water on that one.
Okay, that's good. That's helpful. And so same thing when I'm planning my day, I don't get 15 minutes to go through and plan my day. It's pick those top priorities, plug them in and just move on.
Yeah. Right? A big hack that I have is a lot of times what I do is I time block the most important things. So I will make sure that like my personal time always goes down first. I always make sure whatever personal time I want to have for the day is always blocked in. The right. next thing that goes in is calls. I do like I spend the majority of my time either on calls with you guys or on calls with other people, you know, right. connecting things. And then I pick my projects.
Yeah.
And they get about 90, like honestly, I don't usually spend more than 90 minutes a day working on projects. The rest of the day is facilitating and managing. It depends on your job, but I make sure that there's a block.
Right. To do that. And that's what happens with me is I spend, goodness, I mean, probably 80% of my day in meetings. Some I'm getting better at saying, okay, either is this a meeting that I need to be present in, but I don't need to be engaged in so I can work during this meeting. So I start trying to,
Let me just say, why are you saying yes to those meetings?
Because
you have to be engaged. Why are you there to begin with? My husband,
okay.
who was a CIO for a long time,
yes.
would
yes.
bust your chops.
Okay.
He would never let his people go to meetings. He was just like, first thing you say is no. And then when they tell you exactly why you have to be there, then you can go.
Okay.
If you can do that in your job, you know, not everybody can.
So, I can try anything, right? They'll at least give me a warning.
Well, you don't just like go and go, no, but you just say like, I have something booked during that time. I've already got something booked.
And I've done that a little bit. That's why I say I'm willing to kind of think about, is that a possibility? And then the other thing that came up, it's like, I think about my day today and I have multiple bosses, right? And I was supposed to give them some, I was supposed to give one of the bosses something, but then it's literally like all day long, they're asking me questions. But that's where I could have gone back the first time and said, I'm currently working on this. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to prioritize?
Yeah.
Right.
And that takes like that get to do those things. I want you to think about our model. That's going to take you not having insecurity on your feeling line about right. time and about right. your requests and stuff. That's going to take you having confidence, willingness. Yeah. I want you to think about the feelings you're going to need to have in order to do those kinds of things. Because these are all great tactics, but they all lie on the action line. And okay. you're going to need to think and feel to get there. If you're thinking, I don't have time, or it's, you know, they're going to yell at me, or I, you know, I'm so new and not really good at this stuff, you're going to feel insecure. And so your action line is going to be like, well, I'll just go to the meetings so I don't miss something just in case. And then, you know, mm-hmm. well, if my boss has asked me questions, you know, I'm not going to like say, say, give them all to me at 3 o'clock today and I'll hammer through them. You're not going to say stuff right. like that.
Right.
You're going to act like an insecure person.
Okay. I see. Yeah. And that's like, I picked up probably about I joined PMP in January, but about a year ago, I picked up on my very negative self-talk when it comes to work. Right. But then I've been able to kind of start breaking that down to realize that was just me. There's really no evidence to support anything that I've said, right? So I feel like I'm making progress. And then now I sit here and it's like, okay, I tried this process. But I think what I'm doing is same thing like I did with 24-hour plans is I was making it too complicated, right? Like yes. I got on coaching call with you. I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. It takes me this long to do it. And you're like, why? And I'm like, oh, I don't like to eat the same food. And you're like, okay, BS, right? And so I think I'm trying to
do this call now. I knew your face was so familiar. I was like, I know we've coached on something before. I wonder what it was.
Yeah, no, that was huge. But that was huge for me because it's like, then I realized I'm like, here I am making my food all complicated. Where if I just pick something and put it on the damn plan, right, I'll make huge strides.
Yeah.
And then I do the same thing where I just like, oh, I want diversity. I want all this fun stuff. And it's like, just stick to the plan and move on and find fun somewhere else. Yes. So I think I need to do the same thing with the time management.
For sure.
I just need to do it.
Our thinking patterns and our outlooks and all that kind of stuff, it just replicates everywhere, you know? Okay. So like you can learn a lot from what you've learned from, you know, getting better at your plans and stuff and right. apply the same skills over in your time management.
Okay.
I mean, it's all the same stuff.
Okay.
I want you to start thinking about your time though more confidently.
Yes.
Like, you know, this can be easy. This, I can, you know, like I want it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to be going into battle to figure this out.
Yeah.
Versus like, I'm going to figure this out. It's just going to take some time and I'm going to figure out the easiest ways to get this done. And I'm going to do little things one at a time until that happens.
Until it clicks.
Yeah. Rather than like, you know, it's going to be rough, but I'm going to do it. And like,
yeah, no, that's already, exactly how like, I feel.
Yeah. And then you're like bouncing in your seat. Like, we're going to yes. like rumble. You right. know, we don't need to do it that way. We can do okay. things a lot easier.
Okay.
But that's like, go back through module 4. I want you to go back through module 4 of the NoBS and listen to the thought downloads and journal section, the thought downloads and models.
Yes.
A lot of you really need to listen to those, that module 4 several times. So that you can really understand the model. And we're going to be doing more model work in the next few months so that you guys really understand it better. I've been tinkering around with new ways to teach it. So I just think that it will really help you understand those thoughts and feelings. All of you always want me to tell you what to do. That goes on your action line.
Yes.
I could tell you what to do all day long, but if you go to work and you feel insecure, your bosses will drag you into meetings. Your bosses will come and ask you questions and you will keep doing the same bullshit and not be able to execute any planner that I give you or any hacker tip. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Michelle. Y'all, if you have a question, put it over here in the Q&A. Hey, look at you with your exercise bike in the background, all the things. All right. What are we coaching on?
First time caller, long time listener.
There you go. I know. I feel like a show.
So I have a time management question. I think it's pretty simple, but I kind of want your take on it.
Yeah.
I have, so I have my own business and I also run a volunteer not-for-profit.
Oh, wow.
So, but I treat that as a full-time job.
Okay.
So my question is, when I plan out my day and I take out the paper planner because I'm a paper girl.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. And I love that about you. When I block my time, like I can chunk out 2 or 3 hours at a time.
Yeah.
But when I go from one headset to the other mindset, sometimes I'm like, I just need 15 more minutes. So do I stick with it or should I go back to it at the next block that's allotted?
Okay, so this is my theory on it. My husband and I talk about this all the time because we are time nerds. I mean, if there's two people that can jam out on some like, let's talk about time and planning, it's me and him. We have. Are you familiar with the concept of flow?
No.
Okay. So flow is like when you're working on something and it's just kind of natural. Like you're just doing it. You almost don't have a concept of time or you're so close to finishing and it's like, yeah, another 15 minutes. We can put this puppy to bed and all this other stuff. I'm a big believer. I would rather run over time and finish if I'm that close to the finish line and all my juices are flowing with it anyway.
Okay.
If you're not in flow, let's say that I'm going to work on, like today I had to work on video edits for the planner and I had a call that was going to start and I was not in flow. Like I was kind of just in the middle of the project, literally was like the computer was grinding. There was no, like I could come back to it and not have a problem. And I had just run out of that, like that time block was done. So I moved to the next thing and then I came back to it later.
So do you go back to it the same day? Like the way I block my time, sometimes my next time is not until the next day. Like I try to do things in like 2 and 3 hour blocks of time.
Yeah.
So like I
would play with it. I would just test it. See what works best for you. For me, most of the time I plan a lot of white space in the day. So like in between time blocks, I usually have like about 20, 30 mm-hmm. minutes usually in between things. Sometimes it's just 15. So like if something's running long, I just go into white space. If I like, if it like, it's not going to be able to get done that day, then I just know that tomorrow, some things I need to look at tomorrow and decide what things are going to go in and stuff. It's a matter of like I really didn't, I don't think got good at truly managing and blocking my time until I had really done it for like 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
It took me a while to figure out like, how long does some of this stuff take? It took me a while to figure out like what my, like I like to call them my snacks, not actual food, but what work do I snack on? You know, like where's my work Cheetos? You know, I have lots of things that are the fun things that feel highly important and productive, but they don't really add much value to anything.
Yes, I totally understand that.
They're like very valuable to me, like a bag of Cheetos. You know, but yeah, you're not going to lose weight eating Cheetos and you're for damn sure not going to like change people's lives snacking on bullshit work, right?
Right. It's kind of like Facebook. It's definitely like a time suck, but it's like, yeah, I get it.
I can go into Facebook and answer all the questions, just be going to town. And we already have people doing that. And I go in every day and I have my allotted time, but I could fuck around in that Facebook group with y'all all day and never get sick of it. Of course, we would never have a coaching call and we would never have content, but, you know, I could do it.
Well, that's what I guess I was looking like. So when you're working on content versus trying to think, like even if it's your own like life coach school stuff, like your own work, like how do you, is that time block? I know you time block all that stuff.
Yeah, I time block that first thing in the morning.
Okay.
My personal stuff is done first thing in the morning.
Right.
Like I take my personal development very seriously. So I like to use the time of day where I am absolutely the sharpest, because I feel like, you know, there's nothing better that I could be doing with I call it my glory time. Like, I just know I'm on fire. I do usually have a little block of self-development in the afternoons. That's more for business self-development. So I study a lot of shit for you guys. And like I feel like I'm the big filter for all the content that's out in the world. So I like try to take in a lot of things and like pull out, like, they need this. This is bullshit. Right. This goes with what we teach, all that kind of stuff. So I usually spend a little time in the afternoons doing that, but I block that also. I don't just, oh no, got this late. 2 hours. What do I do? Like, you will never see me sitting around with time and not knowing what to do. Even if that time is a nap, it will say on my calendar, today we nap. Today we're going to, you know, pet the cat. Like, I mean, I literally make sure that my calendar is a good reflection of how I want to live my life.
Okay.
So my personal time, my self-care time, my husband time, my child time, my work time, my friend time, I calendar all of it.
I feel like my takeaway from this is that I should put my business as my personal time and give that the biggest priority first thing in the morning. So maybe I'll try that for a few weeks.
Do you own your own business?
I do.
Okay. And are you wanting to like grow it, or?
I just need to improve some stuff about it. So
I do it first thing.
Yeah.
Like, if this is like, this is what I like to think about. So I'm at this beautiful part of life where I have prioritized PNP for 12 years. And so now I get to spend the first hour or two of my day on Corinne. I don't have to prioritize you guys anymore. But I put in literally 12 years about, I may take 3 days off a year. You guys were what I worked on the moment my little feet hit the floor until like I had to go work out, or I worked out and then you guys were next up. So now I use that time, but I'm going to tell you, if that is brain time, quiet time, like find your time of day where you know you can do like whatever's most important. If your priority right now is like, I want to make some strides in my business, or I want to clean up some of the stuff in my business, that is for sure when I would do it. So that nothing else can get in the way of it the rest of the day. That's why I do my personal stuff first thing in the morning. I really value taking care of myself. I haven't done that all my life.
Right. Well, I do, because I listen to you and, you know, I do all my thought work more at night than in the morning. I'm a night owl. So I try to do that at night, like before I go to bed, instead of watching TV. So that's when
My husband, he's not a morning person. So not a morning person. But like at night when I'm going to bed, because I go to bed super early, he reads. And that's when he does self-development reading, because he reads for self-development. And he's a night owl. And he would much rather spend an hour or two reading and doing it at night. He is not going to get up. And the first thing he wants to do in the morning is work. That's what he loves to do. So when he finally wakes up, that's what he does.
Yeah. So I think I have to flip my personal and my business time.
Yeah.
Personal to at night, business to in the morning.
And especially if you know that at night is more your jam time, mm-hmm. where you're going to enjoy doing your own personal work and stuff. That's when I would do it. If you know that like you keep putting your business off on the back burner, it's like, get it done in the morning, like a workout.
Right.
Like people who don't work out, one of the best things you can ever do is become a morning exercise person, mm-hmm. because the excuses are gone.
Right.
Like 5 minutes of excuses. You're either going to sleep or you're not.
Right. That's the reason you get out of bed.
Yeah. That's the only hurdle we got to leap.
I agree.
We do it at 6 o'clock at night. We got all day of dread. And then we got like 1,000 other things that grabs our attention.
Right. All right. Well, thank you. I think I'm going to switch it up and see what happens.
And that's like, honestly, right, what you just said, the perfect thing. Switch it up, see what happens, but keep switching it up. Don't give up on it.
Right. Well, no, I won't.
Yeah.
Because it's important. So.
All right.
Thank you. And I'll see you in October.
Yeah. We've been like, we are so in the throes of event planning right now. I'm just like, woo. I was doing web pages and planner videos and event orders today. I'm just like, Lord. It'll be good. I can't wait.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. y'all, it's so crazy the stuff that I work on each day. I'm just like, how did I become like me and Paula? All we do is talk room space and lighting and like all the things that I'm like, what are we talking about? It's just crazy. Y'all, the events next year are going to be off the hook. I can't even hardly. Oh my God. I love that picture. Every time you get on this call, you have that damn picture in the background.
I know.
All right. Everybody, okay. Please look at the picture. Who's on the call?
There it is.
All right.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Well, I have a full-time job, so I work Monday through Friday. Uh-huh. I have like on my calendar scheduled from 7 to 4 is work.
Okay.
And so then 4 to 5 is gym, 5 to 6 is the drive home, and then my evening stuff and whatever. So I really only have the weekend to do things. I mean, bigger things. I can like, you know, sit and make my grocery list and that kind of stuff. So, but what I was wondering is, because on the weekends, I put a lot of generalities in there. I don't actually put it where, okay, this is going to be at this time. Cause you know, some weekends I go visit my mom. Some weekends I want to declutter the kitchen, whatever, but I just kind of make it as a list rather than time blocking.
Well, is it working for you or no?
Well, sometimes it works for me because I want to get that stuff done. And then sometimes it's like, I can blow it off.
So it's so interesting. Cause I was like, I can't wait to see how this model plays out when it's like, I do things in generalities. So in general, you sometimes are doing it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So do you want to be getting general results or do you want to be getting like shit done?
I would love to get shit done. And a lot of times I do, but it's not like I waste the time. Well, okay.
Well, you do waste.
That's time. A lie, but.
Yeah. What happens is you end up, it's not that you're like, I don't think you're just sitting around going just, you know, here I am wasting my time. Too bad I don't have a list. But what we do is we end up wasting time because it's like, here are the things I would like to get done that would so improve my life. Like, let's say it's decluttering a closet. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep pushing it off and you don't plan it for a weekend and you don't time block it, and then every day, guess what you do?
You think walk about why I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you walk into the closet, everybody going, I wish that closet would get cleaned, and you get frustrated. And so you waste moments of time where you could be delighted by your closet versus going in being frustrated by your closet. And that, to me, that's the time waster. It's not so much, you know, like y'all are just sitting on the couch, you know, face down in a bucket of ice cream or Netflix. It's more all those little things that we don't do when we don't manage our time better is that like the small irritations. To me, that's the worst time waster of all.
Yeah. So then I need to be more specific.
This is how I do the weekends because now Sundays I work. Like Sundays are a work day because I do coaching calls and stuff.
Right.
Saturdays are not so much work. Saturdays for me are like, Corinne wakes up literally on Saturday and decides in the morning, is this going to be a day where I'm going to work on projects? Because it's usually pretty quiet. Or is this a Corinne day? And if it's Corinne day, then I time block out like pool time, go get nails done, hang out with Logan. Like I just like plug it in, call my mom. Like I'll have my workout time. A lot of times I'll take a walk on Saturdays and then we'll have like call Mammy. Like this is the Saturday we're calling her. So like I'm still scheduling myself, but I'm scheduling important things.
Right.
Important things for me, which is like, you know, communicating to my mom, having a walk with Logan, doing these things.
So you get on my planner. So you actually specifically schedule your I'm not gonna do anything time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the other day I had on my calendar, I don't remember what day it was. But it was in the middle of the week. It was like one of the first days that Logan went back to school and that we had about 2.5 hours. And Chris and I scheduled pool time, no business.
Okay.
We had been working. I'd had that event. I'd come back. We'd just been working. And it was one of the first days that Logan had went back to school where it could just really be me and him. And we were like, we're going to sit by the pool and we are not talking about business. And that is what the time block said.
So I should schedule nothing time as well as.
I will tell you guys.
To do something time.
Yeah. It's so freeing to have blocks of like, whatever the fuck I want. You know, the reason why I think it is so good and people are so resistant, because I think they think that like my calendar must be just like highlighted with, you know, butt to butt stuff to do. And I never, ever stop. That is not how it is. There is always time built in for me and there's nothing more reassuring. So that the moment that I feel like a pity party's coming, Corinne's so busy and so poor and everybody wants something from her stuff, I can look at my calendar and be like, that's not even true. You schedule time for you, and here it is.
I don't have a problem with not having enough time because, you know, it's just me, my husband, my kids are all grown. We have a dog. They're, you know, it's just on weekends, if I want to do stuff, it's trying to get me to do it. So, you know, it's like planning.
Do like,
you know,
the
food and that. And,
yeah, do like our 24-hour plan. Start realistically on a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe that's what I got to do.
Don't start the first weekend with overhauling your house.
Yeah.
You know, because you have like, I got all this time. I might as well just, you know, fill it all up. It's like, start off with like, you know what? This Saturday, the entire day's mine except for this hour. And during this hour, I choose to get started on that closet, whatever it is. And then list, like, I won't stop that hour. I will at least sorted the clothes, or I will have at least done these things. Like, I love minimum baseline stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was trying to like declutter my kitchen, schedule that. And I'd be like, declutter the junk drawer and then declutter the silverware drawer, have that as separate items rather than declutter the kitchen.
Yeah,
because that's too big of a project. And I was trying to break it down into tiny bits.
I think that's perfect. So, I was listening to Mel Robbins' book. It's called Take Control of Your Life. Mm-hmm. And it's on Audible. It's only for Audible. It's got a lot of different things in there. But one of the things she talks about is this guy in the very beginning, she coaches him on, he gets kind of overwhelmed with starting a business or something. But I love what she says in there where she talks about, you make a list of the things you need to do. So in order to declutter my kitchen, here are all the things that have to be done. And then you pick something that you're like, okay, so what is it that I could do this weekend? And if any of it feels overwhelming, you break that down even more. So just using, like, let's use our silverware drawer. Rather than doing the whole drawer, let's just say the whole drawer was going to be overwhelming for you. You say, I will sort the spoons and the forks.
Right. Okay.
We'll not have any that don't match anymore. And the rest of it, it can be who nanny, but like, does that feel doable? You get to the point to where it feels doable. It's the same concept of like the 24-hour plan. Like, we're going to start realistic. If it's not doable, why bother planning it?
Right.
Because the purpose of the planning is to do.
Right. That's what I've been trying to work on for the weekends. Because during the week, it's such a set schedule that I have no problem planning that stuff.
Yeah.
It's the weekends that I'm like, have a lot more free time because I'm not working to put stuff in. So yeah, I guess I got to figure out me time, do time, whatever. Okay. But be more specific and less general.
Yes. That, I always think anything you're going to, I was listening to something, I don't remember what it was. It was probably a podcast today where they were talking about, you know, the, you can't hit a target that you don't know where you're aiming.
Right. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you really need to make sure it's like, you're not going to accomplish something if you don't know what you're trying to accomplish. So that's why I like on my, even on my work schedule stuff, it's very specific around like, you know, if I'm going to do the massive action lines, it will say these specific massive action lines have to get done.
Okay.
Like, I'm very specific about what I'm going to accomplish because I like to feel that sense of accomplishment. And when I start something, I like to know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to be sitting there going like, the whole kitchen, I don't even know where to start. What do you think I should do? And then you like have to have a kumbaya with somebody in order to like get yourself ginned up. And next thing you know, you're too tired talking about the damn kitchen to even start the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do that this week and get a little more specific.
All right.
Less general. Well, okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. Let's go with Joanne. Crystal, this is pitiful what you're writing over here. I will not have any time for me. You have time for you. Here's how I know. You are the one who wants to take the kids to all the sports. Do you want to be the kind of mom that doesn't take the kids to the sports? You got to think about this a little bit different. Like, feeling victim to your schedule is never going to help you. If you're going to take your kids to school, to sports, feel like a badass doing it. Don't sit there and act like, I'm going to like do all this driving. It's like, I'm going to do this driving. I'm going to take my kids places. And this is like, this is the fun part of life. Because one day their asses are leaving and I'm not going to have sports. And then I'm going to be on another coaching call whining that I ain't got nobody to take care of. Talk to Missy. Joanne, are you here? Did you mean to raise your hand? I think that was a butt dial. Y'all are always butt dialing me. Sarah, I'm going to call on you. Make sure you got your clothes on. I'm going to call on somebody one time and they're not going to have their thing on. Sarah, did you mean to ask for coaching?
I did. Can you see or hear?
I can see you. I mean, I can hear you. I just can't see you. I asked you to start your video.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Ooh, I think the other girl didn't mean to. I swear to God, one time I was on one of these Zoom calls. It was not with PNP. And it was like a Brady Bunch thing. So there was like people on there. She did not know her camera was on, and she took us straight to the bathroom. She set that thing up, I guess, so she could like see some shit. And she just dropped it all. And I was like, "Whoever's in the potty, you need to turn your camera off." Like, I muted myself. I'm like, "Am I the only one seeing what's fixing to happen?"
Oh no. I felt like I just got caught because I just finally gotten home. So I was running around all a mess. And I'm like, she's going to call me.
I just know that this is going to happen to me one day because somebody's going to sit on their phone, turn that shit on, and not be like. All right. Oh, so what are we coaching on? That was
off. Sorry. We are coaching on deadlines. I have my dog. Sorry. I have a lot of work that does not have deadlines, and I find it really hard to get things done. Even if I put a time block, if I don't have some kind of deadline that it needs to be.
Why are you not just planning your own? Like, nobody tells me, like, seriously, no one says, Corinne, you got to get this shit done.
Yeah, I have done that. And then I'll find like, oh, I made this up so I can just move this. Like, when I go to do it.
Work.
Okay.
That's your thought work to do.
Okay.
Like, no, I didn't make this up. This is legit my deadline. This is what I would tell myself. I'm either integrity with myself or I'm not.
Okay. So it's more around the thoughts of like, I can't bullshit myself, but this is not a real deadline.
Yeah, this is legit your own thoughts. It would be like saying, all right, is anybody going to make you lose weight?
No.
Right. They'd be like, so how much would you like to weigh? Just give me a beautiful number.
Like 130.
All right, so we have 130. Would you ever be like, well, you know, nobody made me weigh 130, so I guess I can't do that.
No.
Right. It's the same thing with projects and stuff. You need to get your shit done. That's what you just need to tell yourself. It's like, I want to be the kind of person that gets their work done on time, and I'm the best person to tell me when to get it done. This is how I get more work done. This is how I get, you know, I don't know what you do for a living and stuff, but like, what deadline do you need to set?
Yeah, I'm a technical writer, so I write like how-to documentation stuff. And
wow,
it's just what
I said. Wow,
it's not that impressive.
No, in this world, it's very impressive. We're like constantly doing technical, OPs, and that goes.
But I find
massive action line. Some of that work that I farm off to Kathy Hartman.
I just find that like the higher I go up, the less I have debt. Like everything's like, what do you feel like working on? And what do I see needs to be done? And oh, I think we should do this thing. So I just don't get any deadlines with that anymore. And I used to be the person who's like, God, you get so much done. Like I remember my coworker said, I always wondered like how you were getting such good reviews when you would take like five coffee breaks during the day.
So how did you?
How did you? I was still doing work.
Yeah, but how did you get your work done? It wasn't because we set a deadline.
No, it was sitting down and putting a block. Like, I do the time blocking on my calendar where I'm like...
Why did you do all that? So, like, I want you to... Do you do the model?
Yes.
Okay, so...
For weight loss. I haven't done it for the other, but yeah.
Okay, so, the circumstance here is they gave you a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a circumstance. We have plenty of people in here who get deadlines and miss them all the time because they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you're like saying, I'm overwhelmed with not having deadlines.
Yeah.
So we know deadlines are not the magic sauce because it poses some people and it inspires other. The magic sauce is, what was your thought about your deadlines?
It's usually like this will impact other people if I don't get it done. Like, even if it wasn't a hard deadline, it was like, I should have this done so I have something to share with the team at the next like meeting.
Do you not need to do that now? Or they're just like, Sarah, you never have to share anything. We don't care if you even work.
They do, but it's people, it's funny because they throw around the word busy all the time at my work. So if I throw busy at someone, they understand why it's taken me a really long time to get done with a project, even though it's just me going, I don't feel like working on this today.
Okay,
and then I throw them busy.
Right. And so that's like you just deciding, do I want to be the kind of person that lies or do I want to be the kind of person that shows up for myself?
Okay.
I mean, if you're throwing around busy and you're not really busy.
Right.
Like you have to, like, you may want to be that person. I don't know. But those are the conversations to have with yourself. It's like, you know, I probably should just set my own deadlines. If that works for you, do it. But if that doesn't work, then you move on to no deadline is a circumstance. And your thought should be, I don't need them. I just get my work done anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't like lying. That's why I literally just started telling the one person I was working with. I was like, listen, I just feel like an idiot. And so I don't want to do this project because every time I jump in, I feel stupid.
Okay. So that's the real model. That's right. Why you're not doing it. It's not because you don't have a deadline. Because then if you did one, you'd still feel like an idiot, but you would be hustling through it with worry and angst.
Right. Okay.
Why are you an idiot?
I'm just surrounded by engineers. Yeah. You know? It's a technical thing. I have an English degree. I like reading. Okay. And so I don't have the technical expertise, which is actually supposed to be a plus in my world because then that means I can break things down for everyone else who doesn't have the like the technical expertise. But so there's a lot of learning that goes into it at first where I just jump. A lot of learning that goes into it first when I'm jumped into a new project and I'm like, I don't even know what this thing is or how it works and I have to figure it out.
Okay. So I want you to see where your model's breaking down or where you're breaking down the problem. You think the problem is I don't have a deadline. The problem is that you don't like feeling insecure.
Right.
So you're avoiding your work. This has nothing to do with deadlines. Let me ask you this. If you had a thought of, there's no one better than me to do this. I should be learning all of this because all these other assholes know it all. Like, not ever be able to do it as well as I would be able to do it.
Right.
Like, if you felt that confident, like, if you could feel like I do about stuff like that, do you think you would need a deadline in order to get your work done? Or do you think you would be enthusiastically getting your work done?
I think I'd be more enthusiastic.
You would for sure. If you felt good about it, if you thought you were the expert, if you knew that you could contribute and had value, would you be avoiding your work or would you be doing your work?
Be doing it.
Yeah. So this is not a deadline issue. Don't allow your brain to go to, I need a deadline. I want you to like challenge yourself to be like, you know what I need to do? This is the exact time for me to start working on how I value myself, how I think about myself and my talents and my skills.
Right.
Where you need to, like, you need to do your models on this.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's going to translate everywhere too.
No, I know that's a big, like pet peeve of mine. Everyone, that's like my trigger when someone says, oh, you're so stupid. Like even joking, it's like 0 to 100. They're like, oh my God, I was just kidding with you. I'm like, no.
Believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be like, I agree. I'm working on not feeling stupid. Thank you for pointing it out. Like, I mean, isn't it infuriating like we get pissed at people when they say exactly what we believe about ourselves.
Right.
Like, oh my God, you should never agree with me.
How dare you agree with me? I'm the idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell myself that like 30 times a day. Like, but that is what I want you to work on. I want you to work on feeling smart, feeling of value.
Yeah.
Like
I do think that'll help a lot.
Super smart. But you know what I always think about myself?
What?
Nobody does my job better than me. I don't have to be super smart. I feel like I'm smart at times, but in my role, and I want to like encourage you, you weren't hired to be one of the ones that are really smart. You were hired to be the person who can outshine them because you have a whole different skill set and talent. It doesn't mean to say that you're dumb. You're smart in a different way. You're smart in a way that none of them can be. And that's why you're on the team. That's why, like, even with me, it's like, I'm smart in my own unique way. But I don't sit around, like, to me, it's like, I don't even want to sit around and think I'm smart. I just want to sit around and think, like, hell yeah, you're the best.
Yeah.
Best for any day of the week.
No, I think that will help in a lot of different areas, definitely.
Okay. New models on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. I am not diminishing myself, Beth. Don't chastise me. I see those comments. I'm over here like peeking in and all this other stuff. So y'all are helping Crystal. Thank you. Cause I kind of just like jumped right on her. Don't get me wrong. I love taking my kids to their sports. Then love taking your kids to sports. Crystal, this is what I'm telling you. I want you to read your paragraph. It's like, don't get me wrong. I just self-describe this as I'm not going to have any me time. It's stressful and overwhelming. I got you clear. You typed it out for me. I want, like, what you're doing here, don't get me wrong, this argument that you have, that you love taking your kids to their sports, I love watching them grow, and I love watching them improve. I want you focused on that. I want you telling yourself, I'm going to learn to organize our time better because I love doing this so much. Not, I'm going to learn to organize my time better because I feel like I'm such a victim all of a sudden. I'm not going to have any more me time left. That feels like shit. I'm going to tell you, I read it and got tired. I don't want you to think about your life and the first feeling you guys get is overwhelmed or tired. We need to read about your life and it'd be like, yeah, she's owning it. She's doing the things and she even likes it. Y'all have to start liking your life. If you start figuring out how to like your life, this is the thing I would love to break as a habit in PNP when it comes to us as just being women. We have plenty of women outside of PNP who will enable you to think that we are supposed to always feel burdened, stressed, martyred. You just pick your disempowering feeling and word. And that is, I want you to start listening to how your friends and your cohorts talk. We got them in here too in PNP, calling all of you out. At some point, we have to draw the line in the sand and say, this is my life. This is how I'm going to think and feel about it. And I'm going to go against the grain. I am not a martyr because I take my kids to sports. I am not burdened by it. I'm not frustrated by it and stuff. You know what I am? I am a mother making amazing choices. I show up for them kids. Doesn't mean the whole time you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, this is so great. I'm carpooling. But you can easily make all of your mothering so much easier. I'm working on this so much right now. Well, I'll give you guys the statement that I'm using. So I have my own coach and we've been talking about how do I want to be in the moment with Logan? How do I want to be in that moment when I'm, because I have this thing about I could be doing something else. Like my brain wants to spiral around what I might be missing, blah, blah, blah. And every time I just go like, this is me mothering, just sitting here mothering. When you're driving that car and taking them to the sports, you'll be like, mothering right here. Like, that's what we need to start thinking about. We need to start talking to ourselves like we're proud of our life, that we're not at the effect of it. The more you do that, the more you will manage your time better, the more you will organize yourself better because you'll feel compelled to want to do it. You'll feel drawn into it. You will want to make it explode even more. And you will quickly see the BS as it pops up. And you'll start, like, when you're so in love with your life and you really take ownership and stuff of it, you also, you don't have time for crap that you're willing to put up with when you're at the effect and you're kind of just giving up and letting everything else rule the roost. I just think that's so important with time, y'all. Okay. I'm going to answer now all the Q&A and then we'll get out of here. How do you suggest setting a goal to improve a relationship? What kind of baby steps should I plan? For example, would you plan to level up amount of time that I'm able to present to the person? Yeah, that's one way. I mean, if you're going to be like I plan my time with Chris, I plan my time with Logan, I plan when I'm going to call my mom. I plan, like, that's the first part. But if you're going to level up a relationship, I always challenge everyone. The time you already have in your relationships, make sure you're really there. It's kind of like, Crystal, I'm going to keep picking on you, but I'm not really picking on you. But like when she's in the car and she's with her kids, rather than feeling like she has no time, it's like, this is when I am mothering. This is when I'm at my best. If they want to talk to me, I need to be listening. Like, and so often what we do is we're thinking about the next thing we have to do and what we're going to have to do and all this other stuff. We're not even capitalizing on the time we have. We're wasting the time that is right in front of us. So with relationships, one of the things that I advise you guys to do is, like, whoever you're trying to improve the relationship with now, make sure that whatever time you're already spending with them, that you're already there 100%. Work to that place before you start just adding more time, because if you're 50% in, it's just like, I don't spend extra time with Logan right now. When I get to where I'm 100% with him, we can spend more time together and we're adding more value. I'm not just adding time, because time is not what's valuable. It's what happens in that time is what's most valuable. Struggling with depression, doing the things, but I binge more and my compelling reasons are not so compelling. At the same time, I do not want to quit, not sure what to do in the moment. Why don't you take this one over to ask coaches, because this is a member call, but this was all about time management today. Why don't you take it to ask coaches and write, like, specifically, like, what are you struggling with your depression? I am depressed because I'm thinking these things over and over and over again. And then you're binging. Don't blame it on depression. Just say, like, I binge. It might be because I'm depressed and stuff, but in those moments, it's just because I'm choosing to eat, because choosing to eat feels better than the depression. Your compelling reasons need to be something that's, like, very meaningful for that binge. But take it all over there. Here's the thing. At the same time, I don't want to quit. Then don't quit. If you don't want to quit, don't quit. That's all you have to do. This is not a big decision to make. This is a yes or no. You know what quitting will get you. You'll have to go out, figure it all out again, find somebody else, pay more money, do whatever you're going to do. That's what you get when you quit. That's the currency you pay. You get a temporary relief from not having to do this work, but then at some point you're going to, like, I'm going to tell all of you, you think, well, I'm just going to quit this one. I'm giving up. No, you're not. I've never met a woman. I will give you guys an example. I know I wasn't going to answer this, but I'm going to answer this. Betsy, we may want to edit some of this out of this video, or and if it's meaningful, make it a different one. My 80-year-old grandmother, who I never talked to, calls me yesterday, 8:30 at night. I haven't talked to her in a year. She is my father's mother, and I only talk to her because we're just not close. I don't have a lot in common with my dad's side of the family. This is not a, like, I have manuals for them or anything. There's just, you know, if we're just blood relatives. But, you know, if they call, I talk. I literally thought someone must have died. That's how rare we talk. So I thought, well, like, my aunt, I've got, like, several aunts and uncles and my dad. Everybody down there is in bad health. I thought, well, Baylou, would only be calling if somebody's dead. Because otherwise she never calls. This is what she says. Corinne, it's your fat grandmother. How are you? And I was like, I'm doing good. She's like, well, how's Chris? And I said, he's fine. And Logan, fine. I need diet advice. I want to go back to Weight Watchers. I just can't seem to solve it. She's fucking 80 years old. She hasn't talked to me in a year. And she calls me because she still wants to lose weight. I am not upset that Betty Lou calls me because she wants to lose weight. I literally in that moment said, this is why we have to change things. All she wanted was for me to tell her what to eat. And I narrowed it down within a hot second. Her son died in that house 4 years ago. And at night she eats when he used to keep her company. There you go. And I just told her, I said, Baylou, you can do Weight Watchers, you can do Jenny Craig, you can do any of it. I said, honestly, I don't have any hate for any kind of program. I said, but 8 o'clock at night when you miss Uncle Kim and you're there by yourself and no one's coming to visit, are you going to tell me you're not going to eat cookies? Is Jenny Craig going to bust down your door and say, like, no, we can't have that? And she said, no, that's not going to happen. And I said, you got to address the emotions. Guys, you can quit. You can do whatever you want, but I'm just telling you, I've never met a woman who finally just gives up on the weight and just like, you know what? I'm done. I'm truly done. If you don't think you're going to be the done person, don't quit on yourself. It's just a decision. You can just keep going. Keep posting. Keep asking. There's things you can do. Or you can believe there's nothing you can do and quit. But that's what happens. How the heck do I plan for spontaneous things? You don't plan for spontaneous. You just decide the spontaneous is going to be valuable enough to do to set aside what you had planned. My husband and our family are very spontaneous. I both love and hate it, as it generally means important things are left undone for the sake of the easy, fun things. I correlate this directly to our lack of success in some areas of our lives. You don't plan for spontaneity. Here's what you do. You decide what you're going to do, and you bet on something coming up and you needing to be okay with delaying the pleasure. Doesn't mean you can't ever do anything fun. Doesn't mean you can't ever do anything spontaneous. But it does mean that if like when you say we have a lack of success in areas of our lives, you need to like make a list of all the spontaneous things you did in the last week and then ask yourself, is it worth the price I'm paying for this over here? And y'all probably need to have a conversation about it. I've time blocked for a couple of times now. I'm having trouble sticking to the time frames. For instance, today I had to do laundry and clean the house and then run errands and make dinner. I cleaned the house longer than I planned, so my errands ran late and therefore dinner was late and I was unable to go to my planned kickboxing class. You stop cleaning. This is what you do, Crystal. You set a timer, and that when that phone goes off, as much as it's going to like get underneath your ass bone, you stop cleaning if going to kickboxing is on the schedule, and that's important. We don't get behind. If it's something you can legit stop it. If it's something like, well, I just want to keep going because kickboxing is going to be now negotiable, you have to decide what things are negotiable and what aren't. I don't want to stress over this. I really just want to organize my life. My summers are all over the place, and I feel like I'm doing things that don't need to be done. I'm a teacher aide and start school in September. And I may have a little more structure. How do I help myself stick to my time frames? I've tried setting an alarm and I just snooze it. Get up. Like you're really asking, this is what you're asking me. How do I do all this easier? How do I have no drama about it? How do I just make, like, give me my magic thought? There's no magic thought. If you're going to get up, like, how do I help myself stick to my time frames? You're going to have to like plan like one thing each day that even when you want to go over, you're like, no, today we're practicing sticking to the schedule. The rest of it can be negotiable if you want it to be negotiable, but you need to pick your one thing and you need to do it. And it's not going to feel comfortable because you are used to doing things that like it feels really good to do this, but then I suffer over here. A lot of you do a lot of quick hits of getting some satisfaction and then immense suffering on the back end. I want you guys to like balance it out a little bit. So pick your one thing and then do it. I'm a chronic procrastinator. Case in point, I'm an April baby. I put off really doing anything as I wasn't certain that I wanted to do this. Well, here's the thing, Martha. You're very certain you wanted to do it. If you paid me money and got in, there was a time where you were very certain you wanted to do it. Don't allow yourself to tell yourself the lie. It's because I'm not really sure. You're fucking sure you're still paying. You joined in April and you're paying $59 a month. Every month when that shit hits, you're certain you want to stay. I'm just telling you the truth. So don't lie to yourself that you're not certain. Say, I'm not doing the work. But it isn't because there's like uncertainty involved. I decided I would start when my kids go back to school, even though I've been paying the money to procrastinate. That's way more honest. I've been paying money to support my procrastination habit. That's much better. So kids went back Monday and I started on Thursday. I started with the quick start guide and haven't even started the videos online. Can you talk about this? I just did. Push play on the next one, honey. I want you guys to think about how you're asking your questions. What should I do next? You should push play. But it's hard for me. Yeah, push play. Like if your kids legit came home and said, "It was so hard for me at school today. Are you sure I got to go back tomorrow?" Like, can the homework part be optional? I really would like to do other things that are way more fun. Or if your kids, walked in the door and said, "Time to play. I'm going to get this done. And then I'm going to, I want to play with my hair and I want to lay out all my clothes." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I ran out of time to do my homework." Well, all right, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Y'all would never tolerate that stuff. If you wouldn't tolerate out of your children, why do you tolerate it from yourself? I really want you guys to hear this. If you want to do the program, push play. Listen to what I talk about. Do the worksheet. Plan your food. See if you stick to it or not. If you don't, start tweaking it. Quit making it complicated. Guys, this is not complicated. But this is what gets in your way. But what if I don't do it? Well, then the second you catch yourself fucking around and not doing it, push play. The second you, rather than sitting there going, "I must not be motivated. I need Corinne to have a magic Q&A session so that I hear all the things." No, you need to go push play. Shouldn't even be on this call right now. You know what you should be doing? Push and play. Doing the next worksheet. Making your 24-hour plan. I'm going to make it a requirement that you guys turn in a 24-hour plan and start coming to the calls. "I'm Netflixing with ice cream. Help, I'm overwhelmed." Stop. Like, what do you want me to tell you? You gave me nothing, Gwendolyn. You told me exactly what you're doing. You gave me your action line. You told me that you feel overwhelmed. I need to know, why? Take it to Ask Coaches. Say, "Each night I notice I am eating ice cream and I am Netflixing. It is because I am feeling overwhelmed. My best guess as to why I'm overwhelmed is these five things." Give us something to help you with, guys. There's no words that will ever come out of my mouth that are going to compel you to take action. You're going to have to listen to the words and then you have to decide to do that part. And you will have to override not wanting to, being afraid, scared, your bullshit mentality around what it's going to take. I'm going to tell you guys, it's four basics. Drink your water. Get your sleep. Make a 24-hour plan. This is what will hose you. But I don't know what to put on it. Put what you fucking ate yesterday on it. Put what you want to eat today on it. Even if it's a burger, even if it's the fried shrimp, if it is a watermelon slushy, I don't care what it is, but you need to put it on there. You've got to convince yourself that it's easy to put something down on the plan and not sit there and convince yourself that you got to be perfect in order to do the plan. We got to start where we're at. And then you're going to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied. If you're not doing that, you need to question why without judgment. The whole purpose of doing the four basics is not so that you just lose weight doing the four basics. Once you clean up your drama around them, then the four basics cause a lot of weight loss. But the purpose of the four basics is for you to start seeing your bullshit drama. If you didn't have bullshit drama, you wouldn't be here to begin with. You'd already be thin. The thin version of you cleans up the drama over time and becomes that version. That's how it works. That's how it worked for me. So when you say, "I'm Netflixing with ice cream, help, I'm overwhelmed," stop eating, don't Netflix, and write down what's going on and post it and Ask Coaches. Then your ice cream and Netflix will be waiting for you. It won't go anywhere. It'll be a siren call in the night. Have at it. But at least take the step to give the coaches something to coach you on. I'm a homeschooler. What time is it? Okay. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the kids' activities take over. I feel like I don't have time to get anything else done. I'm going to put my glasses back on because I have to monitor them to make sure they get their work done. Then by evening, I tell myself I'm so tired from all the running around that I just get into bed, waste time, and then go to sleep. How do I change my mindset around homeschool and taking over my life and time? It's not taking over your life and time. Here's the very first baby step for you. You're choosing to watch them. That's fine, but I just don't want you to feel like you have to. There's no have to. I'm either going to watch them or not. That takes the temperature down from where you're at right now. Like, I have to monitor them to make sure they get their work done. Let me ask you this. Would it be better for them to have to be monitored all their life in order to get their work done? Because it sounds like what you're doing is like you're creating the environment for when they leave you, they're going to be just like mom. You don't have anybody monitoring you. You need to self-monitor to get your work done, which means you're probably going to have to allow some of the children to start practicing some self-monitoring so that you can see whether or not they can or not. Everybody in this scenario needs to learn the art of self-monitoring. There's one way to do that is by like, rather than like you've got on here, I don't have time to do anything else, the dishes, the laundry, et cetera. You describe it so dramatically. Let them like start them off, throw a load of laundry in. You're probably doing it anyway. Here's the thing. You're probably not even giving yourself credit. Like you feel like, am I just playing a victim? Yes, you're playing a total victim. I've been doing this for 10 years and I've neglected my house and my husband. No, you've chosen to monitor the kids. You're probably washing clothes and doing dishes and stuff, but you're doing it all from a place of frustration, all from a place of fear, all from a place of overwhelm, rather than just being like, the dishes and the stuff will get done. You know what? Maybe I'm going to teach them how to self-monitor. Who knows? Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to act like this is all happening to me. And I would question, why do you feel like you have to monitor them to get their work done? Why not have the thought of, I'd like to see what the hell happens if I just let them do work for 5 minutes while I go throw a load of laundry in? I've been fighting my inner five-year-old. The more I schedule block, the more my inner five-year-old digs in her heels. Of course, she doesn't want to follow a plan. She's going to dig her heels in. You just got to override her. Just because a kid throws a tantrum at Target doesn't mean we buy them all the things. Even things I want to do for fun, starting to feel like chores. I could use some help with how to work around this. You're choosing all of it. None of it's chores. Like, this is the way I think about my time. I got all this time. What am I going to do with it? It's all on me. I get to pick and choose what I put in there. Nobody's making me do anything. If I want to do nothing for 4 hours, guess what? I can just put on the plan, nothing for 4 hours. No one makes me do anything. If I want to get paid, like nobody made me come on this call. Let me just tell you, right before this call, I had a fucking headache like nobody would believe. This is why I'm drinking so much water. I was like, maybe I just don't have enough water because I sweat so bad today. And I took I had to lay down. I had to like take like 10, 15 minutes with a cold rag on my face. The last thing I said was like, I have to do that call. There's no getting out of it. You know what I said? That call's scheduled. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show up. It doesn't mean I was in a great mood. It doesn't mean like all the things. It just means I decided to do it. And I'm not going to like pretend it has to be more dramatic than that. And you know why? Because when I make it dramatic, I feel like shit. I don't like feeling like crap. There's plenty of opportunity in the world, like your 80-year-old grandmother calling and self-deprecating all over you. There's plenty of opportunity in the world to have moments where you're like, you know what? This is kind of terrible. I wish my grandmother didn't talk to herself like that at 80 years old. Even if I don't hardly ever talk to her, I feel bad for her. There's plenty of that coming down our pike. We don't need to create our own unnecessary suffering thinking that we have to do things. It's your calendar. When your five-year-old wants to speak up, just like, honey, I got this. We're grown-ass women now. You can pick and choose, do whatever you want. And one time my boss said to me, a person that did not want to take a phone call when they were not in the office weren't management material. How do you respond to that? noted. I'm all for personal time, but make myself feel bad for wanting to take it when comments like that are made. I just be like, man, he's got a terrible opinion. You're not going to change his mind. That's his opinion. He's entitled to it. Why do you care? It's your life. If you disagree, just be like, in your head, been like, I disagree with that one. I bet your personal life sucks. Mine doesn't. Guess what I'm doing at home? Me. That's how I would be thinking. And he probably just said bullshit. Like, this is what I like to think too. I once had my boss say to a person, another person who didn't want to take a phone call at home, probably doesn't even remember that comment. They probably, and I will just say your boss probably said it to feel self-important. Or maybe this jackass hasn't been doing a good job and he wanted to say something to snap his ass into gear. Who knows? But it's not a problem, Betty. This is the way that I would say, this is not a problem in my life. I work so well when I'm there, they're not even going to be thinking about what I'm doing when I'm at home. That's how I would do it. Okay, that's it for tonight. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this time management. Next week, I believe we have the success stories for time management. These are all your tribe sisters. They're going to give, this is where you no longer get yelled at me about how to think about your time. This is where your tribe sisters go in and they're going to give you all their hacks, their tricks, their tips, what they think, what's worked for them, where they started, all the things. So you'll get to enjoy that next week. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.